as I was leaving Mum's last night and the kids were there because Carmen and Nathan are in Singapore still on the plane, Toby said, "Auntie Ash, do you want to build another tower with me?" I said, "Oh, I'd love to, buddy. But I have to go home and finish my message. I'm preaching tomorrow." And he said, "Good luck." "Oh, well, bad luck if it's a bad message." And I went, "Thank you." And Jemima said, "Make sure you wear your glasses because you look smarter." It's like, thank you. This has been enormously encouraging. And a good example of that video of just how helpful kids can be. And it's a really good giggle until you realise that we're God's children and that perhaps sometimes we're not as useful to him as what we'd like to think we are. So sometimes I think, how can I help God? What does he need from me? Maybe a few more suggestions. How can I perform? How can I serve? See, that one gets a bit line ball, doesn't it? Should we serve? Yes. Should we do it for the purpose of performance? No. He doesn't actually require my effort or your effort. Yet I think we deceive ourselves that he does. Or maybe in our culture, we get so used to striving to be better. We feel we're not enough. Maybe some of us have a twisted theology that says we must constantly try to be repaying Jesus for what he did for us. Good luck with that, if that's what you're trying to do. Or that we somehow need to try and earn his forgiveness. It's already done. It's already finished. So I often think about when Jesus calls Simon and Andrew. In Matthew 4:18-20, it says, "As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. 'Come, follow me,' Jesus said, 'and I will send you out to fish for people.' At once they left their nets and they followed him." So Simon and Andrew would have been nobodies in their day. They would be incapable of bringing Jesus any kind of prestige. In fact, they brought him the opposite. They would have exited the Jewish educational system at a younger age than many of their peers due to their lack of academic prowess. They would have been resigned to take over the family business. There was nothing obvious at all that they could offer Jesus but their surrender. I love it when it says, "At once they left their nets and followed him." Therefore, this tells me that Jesus requires nothing of my performance but all of my surrender. So this is confirmed in Matthew 16:24, where Jesus says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?' Therefore, this tells me what Jesus requires of us is the opposite of our effort. It's anti-effort. It's our self-denial. It's losing our life. It's our lack of gaining the whole world. And this just is so counterintuitive to how we function in every other area. But what a relief. Thank you, Jesus. You don't require me to work for you." There's this great book that's been released, and I forget the name of the author, but it's called Star for Jesus and Other Jobs I've Quit. And I heard the author being interviewed on a podcast, and she's basically saying, as a performer, as an actress, she thought her whole life was about performing for Jesus. "Look here, I'm doing a little tap dance over here, you know, doing something else impressive for Jesus." And then, you know, she realized to this whole revelation about grace and that she didn't actually have to do anything. It was all about what Jesus did for her. So with today being Pentecost Sunday, I thought it could be good to reflect on the first Pentecost. I feel like it's a great example of the triune God acting without needing anything at all from us. Acts 2 verse 2 says, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. I love that the Bible describes the apostles were sitting. They weren't even standing like we do to worship. They were just sitting there, literally waiting. And that the tongues of fire came to rest on each of them. They weren't up preaching. They weren't on worship team. They weren't making coffee. As wonderful as those things are, God actually doesn't need us to do them for the Holy Spirit to come and rest on us. There was nothing they could have done or not done to make this happen. The verse said all of them were filled, so they were simply containers. I love that our God is so big, so full of grace, and carries such a heavy burden so that we don't have to. He requires our surrender and for us to follow him, but he requires very little else. So this morning, as I invite the worship team back up, I'd like to open up this altar to everyone who wants to come and declare their desire to follow Jesus afresh today. As you do so, I'm believing that the Holy Spirit will come and rest on you and fill you again. But first, I'd like to make an invitation to those that are here this morning that may have never declared that they want to follow Jesus, but you'd like to do that today. In a minute, I invite you to put your hand up while no one is looking around to say, yes, that is me. I want to follow Jesus. So can everyone please bow your heads, close your eyes. And if that is you this morning, please pop up your hand so I can see it and pray with you afterwards. Thank you, Lord. All right, you may open your eyes. Now, anyone that would like to declare their surrender to Jesus afresh this morning, or come forward and be filled and soak in the presence of the Holy Spirit, please do so as the band starts. Come down to this altar area and the team are going to lead us in worship again. Thanks, guys.